This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. What does the Weather Channel app share in common with a personal trainer and a life coach? It's an ally on your quest to wellness. What you do with its insight is up to you. Like running an extra mile when air quality is good, or checking your allergy forecast so not even ragweed can disrupt your chi. It's more than a weather app. What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, hello dear friends, good evening, such a beautiful evening. It's actually afternoon, and the leaf is so good, so I will do a walkthrough in the neighborhood. Look at the leaf, oh, so good. So, at the beginning, I have brought my microphone, and then I was thinking maybe I should not use it. Okay. I have thought a couple of times or many times before making this video, and even just deleted the first trial. So here, let me try to make it right. I always want to make this video, this series of video or podcast. I think I can turn it into a podcast. What it is about? It is about demotivation. It is about calming down, cool down, just to be cool, not stressed out. So I wanted to call it the motivational speech, my theory of the motivational speech. And the most recent trigger or most recent motivation, or sorry for the car noise, and I just think I will put it, make it as natural as possible. I have brought my microphone, and it makes me feel the setting up and everything make it more complicated than making something just natural. So not using anything. I am holding my gimbal and chatting with you and make my debut of the motivational speech podcast series. Because I am intoxicated by motivational speeches recently. So I need to detox and cool down myself, calm down. A lot of time we have idea and we cannot put into action. So we learn from others. We get inspiration from others. And that getting inspiration, that process itself becomes our goal, that is not right. Our goal is to do things. Think and do. Not think and search and search and search again. When we have an idea, the most important thing is put into action. This action could be going to the gym, going to the park, take a bicycle to run, or it could be just put up your cell phone and talk in front of it and get the idea out. I have listened to video How to Go Viral, How to Search the Trend, How the YouTube Algorithm Work, and How to Get $1 million or $1 trillion, How to Become Rich, all these things. And I didn't voluntarily choosing it. Those topics didn't voluntarily choosing it because the algorithm, because it just naturally bring all these things to me. So I want to yeah, talk about it. Where do we start? We start from one thing at a time. This one thing is to get started. I have these things always in me. I have all these thoughts and ideas. This is why I search, but I never get started. So today we get started. I am sorry I spend so much of your time just to blah blah these no sense things. You see, it takes time and it takes a lot of effort just to get things start, right? But if you keep on honing on it, nothing will happen. The most important thing is just do it. Just do it. Not looking for perfection. Not looking for all aspects very well thought of. It's not important. Without taking action, nothing will happen. Our ideas comes from having one and get response and improving that one and moving around along that line. If we do not have something to get start, nothing else will come to fruition, right? Nothing else will come. This is it. There is noise. There is people talking. There is uncollected thoughts and ideas. But this is life. Our life is such that we are trying to figure out. We are testing the way. We are experimenting, right? The sunshine is beautiful, and we are okay. And nobody will listen to my podcast, and nobody will watch my video. Why do I need to make it perfect? At the end of the day, nobody watches it, so I make it right or make it wrong. There is no difference. However, there is one difference, is that I take action and I start to do it. That is the most important. Do I get my message out? If you have an idea, if you have something bubbling inside of you, if you get something that you so want to pull it out, do it. Do it before you are perfect. Do it before you are very well prepared. The world does not care about you. The world does not listen to what you say. The world will not be changed because you make a speech or not, because you do something or not. The world is so big, so mighty, nothing can change it. What you can change, what I can change, what we can change is ourselves. What we can do is starting to do it. It is not perfect. It is a waste of your time, but it is not a waste of my time. I use this time to process my thought. I use this time to practice my speaking. I use this time to learn to express myself. And that is it. There are things I can be responsible. There are things that is beyond my responsibility. I am doing something that makes me happy. You are happy or not? Is that important? Is that something I can decide? I cannot. You may echo with me. You may not. You may make a decision to leave. You may write something to vent out your unsatisfaction. But in that case, I am doing something good, right? I am at least getting someone's anger out. So, demotivational talk. Let's come back to the topic. Do not listen to too much motivational talks. We live here. We are under the sunshine. In front of our eyes are these beautiful views. We are doing okay. Keep it on. It is not important to start something or not. If you want to do it, do it. If you do not want to do it, enjoy another day. Tomorrow, there will be cloud, there will be sunshine. There are all sorts of possibilities. It is something beyond your control. You live a good life today. You smiled. That is enough. We do not make $1 million today. That is okay. For 60 years, I haven't made $1 million and I lived healthy and strong. like I am right now, you need to see my face now. This is me. I am okay, right? I do not need to make $1 million, $1 billion. I am rich enough. I am rich enough that I can enjoy sunshine, and I am brave enough, besides a little dog, and talk to the camera. This is good enough. Okay? I am not making a lot of money, and I have food, I have the clothes, cost no more than $10 and wear for 2 years, maybe 1 year already. And inside my stomach, it's not expensive food, but it made me happy. It made me comfortable. It made me healthy. It does not have to be organic. It does not have to be expensive. It does not have to be a big brand. It could be from just the neighborhood store. My clothes, my everything. The internal happiness is decided by your self-satisfaction, by the view in front of you. This is beautiful. This is so beautiful. This is a 5 minutes walk away from my home, and I do not need to go to a famous, magnificent place, because the true enjoyment comes from within ourselves. The nutrition is our own mind, is the richness of our own mind, of our own mind. It is the satisfaction, the enjoyment of what it is now, what is given, that I can take it, that we can take it and enjoy it. That's our richness. I am not a big-time YouTuber. I am not a president. I am not a company head. I am not self-independent entrepreneur. I am a minimum salary teacher. And I am just the most insignificant person in the sense of world hierarchy, achievement, success. But I am happy. But I can be happy. Those things, are relative. Actually, we do not even need to talk about those because it's irrelevant to our happiness, at least to this moment of my happiness. It is irrelevant. For a person who wants to get the position, the status, the money, the fame, that is relevant for a person who does not have a lot of sense of those things. Those things are irrelevant. Let's just enjoy the sunshine and be happy with who we are. Do you have sunshine in your area? Do you have fall foliage in your area? We all have. We all can enjoy it. Take out your mind of preparation. Camera is not important. Cell phone is not important. Have a peace of mind. Have the peace. Have the eye to appreciate. My neighborhood park is good enough. I am so fortunate. I am so fortunate to see the tree used to be full blossom green, and now the tree leaves falling down. The four seasons of life. I am 60. I am at this stage of my life. The autumn is magnificent. How beautiful. This is me. This is me. Look at it. Look at it. Are you demotivated enough? Am I making you demotivated so that you want to put down those ambitions, put down those great expectations and go out just enjoy the leaf, the sunshine, the fresh air? So today is Thanksgiving. My family is cooking. I feel so fortunate, so rich that I can decide to cook or not to cook. Actually, when you think about it, and I think there was a meetup or something, how to de-stress holiday stress for life, because you want to cook, you want to do these things. But in truth, if I do not cook, I am leaving the kitchen for my family to enjoy. I am doing a favor to my family. If you do not cook, sometimes, not always, I am not sure if it is sometimes or not. I do not know about your family situation. It could be that you are doing something good for others by not cooking, because they can enjoy the kitchen. If they do not enjoy the kitchen, they can enjoy buying from the grocery store, order online. And if we order online, we can save a working family by making money to make that food, right? If nobody order online, how does people who make food survive, right? That's economy. there is nothing wrong as long as you are living, you are contributing to the economy, to the society. Oh, I am just so very happy at this time. I am allowed, I'm totally free to get out, to enjoy sunshine instead of staying at home. There's not a norm. There is not a rule in my family. I think maybe there is. Maybe they will think me wrong for coming out. But this makes me happy. And this makes them happy. Look at the sunshine. How beautiful. Thank you very, very much. I love you. I really do. Do, 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 do. Do, do, do. Bye-bye, friends.